Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We remain committed to supporting the peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits and ensuring that there's no unilateral change of the status quo.
President Joe Biden says the United States would provide military aid to Taiwan should China invade the island nation. Taiwan declared independence from China after World War II, and officials in Beijing have long wanted to annex the country. U.S. support of Taiwan has been a point of contention with China as the two nations wrangle over trade and human rights issues. Biden's comments came as he met with Asia-Pacific leaders on Monday to reestablish diplomatic relationships, 5 years after former President Donald Trump pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Through a translator, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters Biden's new Indo-Pacific economic framework has the support of his nation.
Having said so, Japan hopes to see the United States return to the TPP from a strategic perspective.
The New York Times reports a dozen Asian-Pacific nations will join the new economic bloc. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky gave a virtual address to the World Economic Forum in Davos Monday. Speaking via a translator, Zelensky urged the forum to push for more economic sanctions on Russia and criticized world leaders for not taking such actions in 2014, when Russia annexed the once Ukrainian territory of Crimea.
If that happened back then, that unity, that pressure on governments, on companies, would Russia start this full-scale war? Would it bring all these losses upon Ukraine and upon the world? I'm sure that the answer to this question is also no.
The Supreme Court Monday stripped back the ability of incarcerated people to challenge their convictions based on ineffective legal representation. In a 6-3 decision, the justices held federal courts cannot consider new evidence when revisiting criminal convictions handed down by state-level judges. The decision may mean a death sentence for the two Arizona men on death row who brought the initial suit, alleging their post-conviction lawyers were incompetent and did not provide adequate representation during their trials. In a dissenting opinion, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote the decision violated the Sixth Amendment, which guarantees the right to an attorney, and added the ruling, quote, hamstrings the federal court's authority to safeguard that right, unquote. Vice President Kamala Harris visited the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. Monday to mark National Mental Health Month. Harris said there is an urgent need to address the mental toll the pandemic has taken on the nation's healthcare workers.
The problem existed. This burnout issue existed even before the pandemic.
Harris's comments came as the U.S. Surgeon General released a new advisory on health worker burnout and resignation. The report projected America will be short more than 3 million essential low-wage healthcare workers in the coming years. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.